What's up, everybody? This is Matt LeBlanc Jr., and we are back. I took the auto ducking off, so hopefully you can hear me over all the noise. But if not, that's okay. So I was clearing up how grown men or women still at their parents' house, and it's not a joke, everybody. It's not a joke, everybody. This is Matt LeBlanc Jr., Feminist Matt Talk Show, 24/7 podcast, radio, and video, and Diamond TV One. Also, a Lango Tango. I don't know if I'm speaking your Lango Tango, but here it is. So, last episode I was talking about, you know, how, you know, I'm on my mom's couch and I have my own kids, and you know, this is a torture, you know. So I'm looking at this study right now. I'm looking at this study, everybody, and I'm trying to figure this out. This study says right here, is it normal to live with your parents? And how often should a grown man, is it normal for a 23-year-old to live with their parents? These days, about 23 million or 45% of all American ages between 18 and 19 living with their family. Like I said, if you're born into, now some people, it fits them. And the parent, everything fits them. Every nationality is not the same. So, you know, Hispanic nationality, you know, living with your parents, that's not the same as a black person living with their parents. It's not the same as a white person living with their parents. It only fits all together when that person that's living with their parents look like they're not doing nothing to move on in life. That's when I would think it's a problem, you know, because, you know, I'm trying to get back into my own place. I haven't had a place in 2 years, since 2021. So everybody that know me are right now, you know, I'm a bum to them. You know, I am literally a bum, you know, and so, but I can live with that because I am a bum. I stay with my parents, you know, stay with my mom. Yeah. That's not nothing to clap about. There's really not nothing to clap about. I really wake up every day upset. It's a torture. But I, you know, got to sleep on the couch right now. I mean, I could be on the street, but I won't be on the street, you know, because I do have somewhere to go if I want to leave right now. It's just, it would take more money out of my pocket when I'm trying to get some transportation. I don't think people understand that. But anyway, this is episode 2. This is going to be a free one. And yeah, you know, it's just ridiculous. It's super ridiculous that, you know, that you got to go through the stuff that you got to go through, man. It's I hate it. I hate that I got to go through this crap that I'm going through in life. And the image that I want people to see that. That they're not seeing. They're really not seeing it, you know. They're seeing everything that I don't want to show. I want to show success. I want to show motivation. I want to show love. I want to show just, you know, taking care of my kids. And so the enemy is having fun painting a whole different picture. Like I said, I don't care about anything that ain't in that category. Because you have broke people having sex, you have people that, you know, experience sex. If you, you know, there's some crazy stuff on the porn sites, man. I done seen some crazy stuff, you know what I'm saying? Dude and a female, you know, doing another dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, we living in a crazy world where people have their own, you know, personal preferences or things they do behind closed doors. I don't care about that part. I care about the part where, you know, if you, you know, you claim to be this entrepreneur or something, you want to show that. That's what I want to show. And let me also go into my commercial beginning for this show. I am 4 minutes late, but let's go ahead and jump in real quick.
I'm ducking and everything. God, in the house, I got scared. I dropped my hot pocket.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It just don't make no sense. It just don't make no sense, man. I drop my hot pocket, and when I pick it up, I'm gonna throw it at somebody. So, you know, because I don't want it no more. You know what I'm saying? That's like my life right now. You know what I'm saying? I don't want it no more because it looked like I'm not going nowhere. You know, but I probably am going somewhere. But just right now, it looks like I'm not going nowhere. And I'm probably not the only person that feel like that. Like I'm not going nowhere. And it's crazy. Is it a red flag if he lives with his parents? Now, I preferably, I would say, now I'm not, I would never date a female while I'm in my parents, while I'm in my mom's house. I'll probably talk and chat on the phone, but before I get into a serious relationship, heck to the nizzle, no. Because you have more stuff that's more important right now than just trying to be in a relationship. You shouldn't even be thinking about a relationship if you don't have a certain amount of money put up, if you don't have some kind of income coming in, a good job or something like that. Like a relationship should be the last thing. You know, you get, and you, that's what I, that's all you see is people together, both broke, both struggling, and but they want a cap on me and hug and kiss in front of me. Like I'm supposed to be mad. I meant to hit that one. Like I'm supposed to be mad. What is I'm mad about when I know I'm trying to get myself out of a bad situation and get totally set up financially? It won't be a thing to finally get in a relationship when I know I got me a house with a car garage and I am financially getting set up. Then a female probably would. I would have to, you know, I have to shoo them away, like shoo, because I know when I didn't have nothing, I was at my mom's house on the couch, fresh out of truck driving school, trying to get myself back together. You know, I'm looked at and laughed at as a joke. You know what I'm saying? So, another thing, yeah, I mean, like that's another topic. I was gonna talk about something, but that's another topic when people perceive you as something, you know. But yeah, ain't no other man ever ran up on me. So, and it's not cool to stay with your parents in your 40s, and I'm 42 years old. So let's. I wish I can. I like the beginning of this beat because it helps me get into the mood of this podcast. But it's like a whole minute or two before this beat is finished. So I don't know. I'm just gonna have to let it play out. I could just. I could, you know, stop it. I'm gonna stop it. I'm gonna let it go because at the end of the podcast, I want to play it back again. So, but yes, I'm gonna keep talking while this music is going. I hope everybody is doing good. I hope everybody's doing good. Like I said, is it a red flag if he lives with his parents? Okay, well, it says not necessarily a red flag. Look at the possible reasons why he may still live at home with the father and mother, with his father and mother, or just his mom. Because most of the time, especially for my urban community, we probably stay with our mom, probably stay with our grandma or something like that. You know, now if a brother stay with his dad, count that as a blessing. I don't know if that's a blessing or a curse when you're in the house with another grown man. You know what I'm saying? But because you know you want to help your mom more than your father, because your father. Just like my kids think, you know, we're supposed to have it. We're supposed to have it together. Look at the possibilities while he still live at home. Before you jump into the negative, maybe he knows that they are going to leave him the house when they pass away. Now, that's a whole different story. Now, if I know my mom was a doctor and, you know, and my father was something and they separated, my mom got the house and the house is just too big for her to be in the house by herself, then yeah, I can walk around with a little bit more pride, knowing, hey, this is gonna be my house anyway. My mom, she already told me, you know, this is mine when she passed. So I'm just here to make sure the house stays good and stays maintenance up, grass cut, everything good. You know, house not looking ghetto. You know, when it comes time for me to have it, so I can understand that, but when you come from where I come from, poverty, you come from nothing, and honestly, my mama, she picked just one child on all her benefits, which is my sister, because my other sister passed away. So it's understandable. I don't leave me nothing. I need to create something for myself and pass it down to my own kids. You know, that's what it is. You know, yeah. Now, when I hit that school bell, that mean that mean it's time to go to class, meaning you in the right place. Because for real, it's torture to me. I'm going through torture right now. There is an extension of hell on earth, and I've been going through that. I've been going through that. 42 years old, working all this time, working these jobs, security jobs, $17, $20 an hour. But why I can't get a place? Why I can't stay in a place? What is spiritually blocking me from getting to a place? And this is what I need to overcome. I said I wasn't coming back on this podcast until I was, because the last time I really did my podcast, I was in my place. Now I'm not in the place no more. So I just got a few minutes left right now. So yeah, what do you think about, a guy still staying with his mom or dad, whatever, in the place? What do you think about that? Because at what age should a man have his own place? Most people move out of their mom, where their family home, and set their own place up during their late teens to late 20s, meaning 18 to 20 years old. You're ready to go. You're ready to start enjoying life on your own terms. You can't play the music like you want to. You can't cook like you want to. You can't do nothing like you want to unless you're in your own place. It's time for us to go into 2024 thinking about getting our own. Thinking about getting our own. We can always visit. We can always come back. Shoot the breeze. But I like that fact where I can go visit, sit around somebody else, and say, all right, y'all, I'm gone. That's what I'm on. That's what I'm trying to do. That's what I'm gonna do. Just like my mama said, make it happen. I'm gonna make it happen. I promise I'm making it happen. Cause I feel the pain. I feel the shame. I feel the embarrassment. And then when your kids call you and your kids gotta be around you at your mom's house and you're not in your own place, that's embarrassment. That's a shame. Now, if I can't talk about myself, I don't have the right to talk about nobody else. So I would love talking about, I love talking about myself so that you see people think I'm fake, counterfeit. But I'm sitting telling you right now that I'm going through torture right now, living on my, staying on my mom's couch. You know, making $26 an hour or $25 an hour. God, let that money equal me a place. That's all I'm saying. Because my enemies are laughing at me daily and nightly that I am nothing. I'm just all talk. I need that reality to change in their face. This is Matt LeBlanc Jr., famous Matt talk show radio podcast, 24/7 podcast, radio, and videos. Diamond TV One, you have reached the last minute of the podcast with a good 15 minutes. Stay tuned for episode 3 and. Just remember, we have to make a change. We have to make a change. What happens if my 30-year-old son won't move out? You may need to follow up with an eviction notice that gives a deadline for him to move out, typically 30 days. Many states require to serve a notice of quit to any adult living in their home. If your adult child still refuses to leave, you may need to follow up with an eviction notice that gives a deadline for him or her to move out, typically 30 days. So if you didn't know that, you can get with somebody, you can get your grown kid out, because that's what the podcast is for. Motivation to help, information saves the day. And I need my day saved because I am going through it. I'm stressed out. I'm very stressed out. Y'all don't understand. I don't think y'all really understand. This is famous Matt. I mean, Matt LeBlanc Jr., famous Matt Talk Show, 24/7 podcast, radio, and video. Diamond TV One and Lango Tango. I don't know if I'm speaking your Lango Tango, but here it is. I hope you have a great day. Get out of here. Peace.